Hey, what's up, everybody? Steve Specratelli here with the Sleeper Wire crew. Just want to give a quick shout out to our guy, Alex, man. He put together some amazing content. It's his 2020 NFL draft database. Features 492 NFL prospects with background info. He has links to film, advanced stats, measurables. And this is something that he made public on Twitter. You can find him at AE Sports, and his Twitter handle is at It's Draft Season, but SZN for season, so like season. But go check it out. He's still working on it and updating it daily. Like I said, it's public for now, so go out there and take advantage of it and enjoy the show. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Sleeper Wire Show. We're doing a little Super Bowl edition here. Got my boy Rob Rose, and that voice that you just heard right there is the man Hoos, getting all crazy over there. Hoos, what's going on, man? I understand just pre-show here that you got stuck in the mud a little bit today.
Oh, man. I got stuck in the mud. Like, I just tried to do a little simple broken U-turn. That did not work. I felt like I was watching one of those shows where I actually watched a show where it's like this action extreme show, and these guys just ride through the mud, and they drive from like one crappy city to another crappy city, and then they win $100,000. I don't know if any of you guys know what that show is, but I felt like I was in that show today. I was trying to put like wood. I was like ripping off branches and putting it underneath my pickup. Luckily, I realized I was in a pickup truck, and I hit like a couple buttons, and I got out of there after like 15 minutes, and a lot of people wasted their time to try to help me.
You were to pick a tow. Did you have four wheel drive on that thing, man? Because this will make it even better. If you're a pickup truck with four wheel drive, you still got stuck in the mud.
I didn't know what the pickup truck. I was actually in like a huge pickup truck, not a small one, like a huge one. So it was really embarrassing to be stuck. You know, I got this vehicle. They were saying, "Oh, we're gonna get a really bad storm." So I was like, "Okay, cool. I'm gonna get the pickup truck so I don't have to deal with this."
Dude, and that's just as good as you having a guy telling you you're going the wrong way down a one-way street. That's beautiful.
Another story that happened here. Yeah.
Enough about who's Rob. What's going on, Rob? Talk to me, buddy.
In mud.
Yeah, my computer was doing the robot again. So I was just listening back, thinking about the fact that Hoos has had a really adventurous 48 hours in vehicles recently. And I'm just waiting. Things have come in threes. So I know that there's going to be another part to this story sometime later in the week. And I just can't wait to see what you have for me after getting a four wheel drive massive truck stuck in the mud.
Hey, you never know, man. That thing's coming three. That third could happen on this show. Would be even better. But so that's the group for tonight, man. Follow us on Twitter. You can follow the Sleeper Wire Show at Sleeper Wire Show. You can follow Rob Rose at Esorbor1, Sleeper Wire Hoos, and myself at SPEC21. So as I said a little bit in the introduction there, we're going to be going through the Super Bowl here, having a little bit of fun with some, you know, whatever you do for Super Bowl tradition, prop bets, and then we'll just start talking about the game, some of our favorite players, you know, players that we consider X factors, MVPs, score predictions, so on and so forth. So before we get into all of the actual game, let's have a little bit of fun, man. Like Super Bowl traditions, I don't know about you guys, but you know, I had a long time in life where it was just constant Super Bowl parties. But with my kid around, things change. I like to do some things with him. But, you know, with let's kick this over to Rob. Like, do you have any traditions, anything that you still hold to this day or change, like, as far as, like, party, food, superstitions? What do you got, man?
Okay, so this might break some people's hearts and all, but, like, once I joined the military and was not able to really follow sports as closely, I got out in 2010. So it's been kind of a slow road back to me following football, as much as I have in the last probably 4 or 5 years. So I don't really have any surviving like traditions, but, I do like nachos. Been big fan of the Tostitos cone queso dip with some Tostitos chips. I don't know if we're sponsored by Tostitos yet, Hoos, but this plug should be enough.
They need to cut a check after that one. I mean, they definitely need to cut a check after that one.
That's huge, man. That's huge. Especially the queso, man. Queso, that shit is the best, man. I don't care what chip you dip in it or pretzel or whatever, man. I love that stuff, man. Absolutely love it. Who's what about you, man?
Are you? Do you double dip the chip?
Oh no, that's gross. That's okay. Gross, dude.
No, you double dip, bro. What's the rule with double dipping? Because obviously, I'm a double dipper. But what I do,
you got to break the chip.
The chip, or I will turn the chip. So the part that I bite,
that's valid.
I will turn the chip, and then I will get my second serving of chess or whatever nastiness I want to put, you know, on my palate. You know, I mean, it's Super Bowl going on. It's a lot of goodness going on at that time. You got to have, there's so much, you know, it's a lot of tasty stuff. You just want to, you got to have like one chip that just is everlasting. You just dip your chip in everything. There's, you can't. So, you guys can't see what I'm doing, but I'm dipping my chip and everything.
So are you like? Because I know I'm this guy. Are you that guy that like you get down to the end of the bowl, man, and you're grabbing a chip and you're trying to scoop every last drop out of that damn thing?
Oh yeah, and I'm turning my shoulder, you know, to see if anyone's looking at me in any negative light, you know. But I kind of don't care, you know. So a lot of people are like, look at him, you know. They're tapping other people on the shoulder. Look at him. He loves it.
At that point, you might as well just pick the damn bowl up and lick it, man. Just get in there. Get a spoon. Clean it out.
Just take your finger and just run it through there kind of seductively as you look them dead in the eye.
Yes.
And just lick the dip right off your finger and go in for more. And then put the full bowl of dip back on the counter.
Mm. Yes.
Oh, God, dude, that sells it right there.
This is getting productive. I love
queso is making this pretty serious over here, man. I love that. So, yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I love, like, that stuff's good, man. But I'm really big on wings. Like, I absolutely love wings. Boneless, traditional, it don't matter. Give me a pile of wings. It's just, like, absolute carnage. You know, when you're sitting there watching a football game, I mean, literally, you can just cook a shit ton of them. Leave them on a pan and just you're like grazing all day long anyways, man.
What kind of dip are you using?
So it depends, man. Like it's mainly ranch. I'll get a little saucy sometimes and throw some blue cheese on it. But that's about it. But all right, let me ask you this. If we're going dip, so Rob, are you a wings guy?
Oh, absolutely. I fucking love wings.
What's your favorite sauce?
Okay, so I like a nice hot sauce with flavor. It needs to burn me a little bit enough that I need to dip my wing in the blue cheese before I take a bite just to cool it off, and that nice flavor combination in my mouth marinates nicely. I do not like breaded wings. I like just naturally fried, deep, like crispy wings, tossed in sauce, eaten right away. Man, them suckers are good.
You would like to get right to the meat, wouldn't you? Just right to it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, who needs breaded stuff? Just give me the meat.
Why don't want all the carbs? Yeah, here with that carbs.
Give me the meat and toss it in sauce. Oh, God, that. And we're getting a little excited about this food.
Very excited about it. We haven't even got to the show yet. We can do a whole pot on this. On seven-layer dip and such.
Right. So do you guys get involved with squares at all? I mean, like, usually I have a handful. I got two right now. I know I'm going to have some last-minute ones coming up this week. But, I mean, Hoos, what about you, man? Do you get big into squares at all?
I get a lot of square invites, like I do. And I'm not going to lie, I get so many square invites that I usually do not get involved in the squares as much as I want to
because I feel like I'm being pulled in so many different directions with the squares, and I don't know who's to join, what I owe in it, or if I need to pay you. It's kind of all over the place. Tis my life, but it's fun. I mean, I remember when I first started getting into it, it was so fun. I feel like the last time I really got involved in it was about like 5 or 6 years ago, but I kind of haven't really been spending time during squares. It looks fun. It looks inviting, but it's just so many, you know, and I'm sure I'm going to do a couple last minute ones, but.
Dude, the best part about squares is like, the best part about squares, man, is that, you know, if you're going to a Super Bowl party or whatever, your old lady isn't into that shit and you got to bring her along with you. Gives them a reason to watch the game, stick for around.
Sure. For sure. Kids can have fun. Everyone can have fun with squares.
Mm-hmm.
Corner, man. You know, all that. It is fun. It is fun.
So one of my favorite things about the Super Bowl is prop bets. And I want to talk about this. Like, I put a link in the notes here for you guys to look at, too. We'll talk about some of them. But, you know, one of the biggest things that that I want to toss out here, though, is the BFTG podcast. If you contact them at bftgpodcast@gmail.com, donate $10, which goes towards Toys for Tots. But you get a prop bet sheet. You fill that out. And then winner of that situation gets a signed Melvin Gordon Chargers mini helmet. So that's pretty sweet too. So if you like to have fun with prop bets, go ahead and check that out. Again, $10 goes towards a good cause. And great then, cause. Hey, yeah, great cause, man. And you know, if you do well, hey, you got a trophy case, you got something to set up, go ahead and play around with that, man. Get yourself a Melvin Gordon signed jersey or helmet. I mean, I'm sorry.
Mini helmet, but it is sweet. That it's, man, it's nice. It's nice.
So Rob and I were kind of looking through some of these a little bit before we jumped on recording. So, you know, like one of the first ones that kind of came to my mind is total times Mike Shanahan is going to be shown during the game. The over under on that's 1.5. Rob, what do you think? Which side are you taking?
Oh, man. Come on, Meow. Mike Shanahan's definitely going to be there at that game. So I'm taking the smart play, which is the over here. You know there's going to be pregame footage,
yes, sir.
In-game footage. Like, he's going to be plastered all over that screen.
But let's this is during good. The game, though. This is during game.
Yeah, no, I definitely think that he'll be at least 3 times in the game. So I think that's a safe one right there.
Ooh, who's?
Yeah, I'm same here. I mean, why would you not show him? I mean, he's a guy that he's so brilliant.
I'm taking it too, man. Like, I watch 49ers games all year long, and even during the regular season, they were showing Mike Shanahan a couple times.
You guys see that? You guys see that? I mean, dude, I know you saw that video. I want to say John shared it from Eat Sleep and 49ers Rush. Quick shout out to those guys. I want to say he shared a video of Shanahan's talking to a ref. And it may not have been him, but I'm just going to give him credit anyway. he was talking to a ref saying, hey, 82 is all over my guy. Watch, he's going to pull his jersey. And I'm pretty sure you guys know what I'm talking about, or hopefully one of you guys know what I'm talking about. He pulls his jersey, and then the ref sees it. The exact play happens. And then he throws the flag and, you know, he gets the play. And but it was like, it was beautiful to watch. It was really nice to watch. I think they're going to show more of him. And yeah, he's really nice to watch. I mean, he's such a young, I love that guy. You know, I wish I was a 49ers fan. And I don't know, maybe I will be. Maybe I'll just be a wagon. I don't like to be a wagon guy, but I like hard work. I like when guys put out hard work. I mean, when you're the worst team, one of them, and you come out to be a Super Bowl champion, I mean, it's a possibility.
And just in a couple of years, too, and that's why I live in here in Detroit. I hate the Detroit Lions because there's nothing but excuses with that team for about 1,000 years. But, like, you know, if you look at John Lynch comes in, brings Kyle Shanahan in, within a couple of years, boom, they're in a Super Bowl. And that just goes to show how things can happen. But no, Kyle Shanahan, man, he's a very smart coach. And the guy knows how to play the game. And, you know, everybody say what they want about Jimmy Garoppolo. But when you can run and control the ground, control the clock, and you have a defense as good as that, you don't need to throw a ball. Jimmy Garoppolo threw the ball like 8 times, I think, in the NFC Championship game, and everybody's giving him shit about it. Why? It's football 101, man. You're putting up points and you're controlling the clock. So, I don't know. He's a very smart guy. He does know what he's doing. He's very good at in-game adjustments as well. But we'll get into some of that stuff a little bit later. The next prop bet I want to look at, though, is so will MC Hammer say Hammer Time in the Cheetos commercial? Talk to me, Hoos. What do you got?
I'm going to say no. I mean, he's so far remiss. I don't think no one knows who MC Hammer is other than you and I. I mean, I feel like more people may know who he is, but Rob's only a few years younger than us, so I don't want to say he's like a young guy, you know, but I know he knows who MC Hammer is, but I feel like other than that, I mean, he's not relevant.
Of course.
Right? He's not relevant.
Of course I know MC
Hammer. He's too legit to quit, man.
Oh, man.
Hammer time,
he has quit a long time ago. No one cares about MC Hammer.
Those pants never quit.
No.
Those pants have never quit on anybody.
Those pants revolutionized the 90s, man.
I still wear parachute pants.
I do, relevant. Actually.
Do you guys? That's awesome. Do you guys remember the show In Living Color?
Of course.
Yeah, so of course. Remember when Tommy Davidson did that skit where he was MC Hammer and he got all tangled up, caught up in his parachute pants? Do you remember that at all?
Yeah, that was
amazing. That shit was funny, man.
That was such a classic show. When you think about, and not to get too far off topic, when you think about that show, they had so much stars.
You got
J-Lo, you got, you know, Tommy Davidson actually didn't turn out to be a huge star. But, I mean, you got Jim Carrey. No one gave Jim Carrey a shot.
It was David Alan Greer.
David Alan Greer. Mm-hmm.
Damon Wayans,
you know, these guys put on just the younger brothers. Man, that show was just amazing. And if you grew up in the 90s, you were privileged to watch that show. It was the first of kind of, I want to say, like the Dave Chappelle style, you know.
Yeah, it was the launching pad of skit comedy outside of SNL, you know, for sure. Yeah, it was a good show. Good times, man. So here's another funny one, though. Because if Betty White's in a prop bet, you got to bring it on, man. Love my girl Betty White. But will she be in the Snickers commercial? So the yes on that is 6-5, no is 2-3. So if you're going to put out a good commercial, you got to have Betty White in it, man.
You got to have her.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I feel like you got to take the odds on that and go yes.
Yeah, I probably would.
I'd be disappointed if she wasn't involved.
That's oddly specific.
She's alive, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I mean, that's the only thing where obviously you have to check and see if she's
alive. Well, I'm thinking, though. Oh, yeah, man. I mean, you go back to when she did the one Snickers commercial where she was actually out on the football field playing in the mud. Got to bring her back, man. Super Bowl. Got to bring her back. But let's see.
I like the next one on there. The Mountain Dew. Will the Mountain Dew commercial say, "Here's Johnny"?
Oh, yeah.
How fucking oddly specific is that? Like, what? Is that commercial?
Why is that a prop?
Yeah, how
I
is
don't
that?
Come on,
damn it!
But it's like, too, you got Alex Rodriguez. Will he be showing during the halftime show? Will either singer drink Pepsi? Will Rihanna make an appearance on stage? Now, here's one I like, though. Will a Dan Marino highlight be shown? I mean, it's in Miami. You would think so.
Yeah, I would say so. I would think so. I would hope so. I mean, Dan Marino is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, obviously. Top five, yeah. I would say. Yeah, I mean, I don't see how you don't include him. I mean, that's his home. How do you not include Dan Marino? You know, so... Yeah, that's a no-brainer for me.
So now I want to look at this, too, because you got beverage brands and food brands. I mean, these are always the big ones. They're always in competition on the Super Bowl, right? So which beverage will air first, Anheuser-Busch, Mountain Dew, or Coca-Cola? What do you think, Rob?
Well, looking at the odds here, they're giving it like it's 3-2 on Mountain Dew and 4-1 on Coca-Cola. Anheuser-Busch is the favorite here, and we currently only pay out half. I don't know that I would take that odds. I think I would want to put my money on the on the long shot there on Coca-Cola. I mean, like, you know, if you're going to put money on the line, risk it smartly for a wild off chance to win big.
What do you think, Coos?
Like the lottery.
Yeah, I mean, same. I agree with Rob there. I don't see how, yeah, they're obviously going to show them all. you're going to see Doritos. You're going to see how the order happens. I we don't know, but I don't know. I want to see a WhatsApp. Oh, there needs to be like a new WhatsApp, you know, video. Like, that was the best.
So, you know what's crit?
That was literally the best of all time. Like, nothing has been as close as WhatsApp. Nothing has been as close as that to me, in my opinion. In my humble opinion, I don't think anything has been as close. They have these new commercials that they want to put out that have like the sound. What's that called? You guys know what I'm talking about, where it's all sound
binaural beats.
You know what I'm talking about.
Binaural beats.
It's like, what is it?
Binaural beats.
I got nothing, dude. I got nothing.
Yeah, so apparently not. No, that's not what you're thinking about. Let's move.
Look it up while you guys talk. But it's like it's that whole sound thing where it's like it sounds good. It's they've done a whole special on
subliminal
this.
Messaging.
Well, not even subliminal messaging, but kind of like what the music and the sound that moves people and raises like an emotional level on, you know, with people. I feel like it's a SRM something. Is that right?
You're
SMR.
Far more technical than I am.
Not a clue, man. Sounds like you're getting all spiritual over there.
It's SMR. I'm pretty sure. It's SMR, and it's like a sound thing. It's like they've done a whole study where it's like if you play certain music, it's gonna, you know, they did a whole, yeah, it's a huge study on it. But it's, they'll have the sounds where it's like people just saying, ah, or like you hear the crisp sound of somebody cracking a can of something, or a kissing sound. It's weird. SMRS, I think, or something. I can't think of it. You guys know. Some fan is listening.
So if you're still listening to us by this point, tweet at Sleeperwire Show.
You have nothing else to do. You have nothing. You're still. You didn't turn us off.
So what does SMRS stand for, though? So what is it? Soulful Melody Reconstruction Science.
I'm gonna Google it, but I'm pretty sure that's what
it is. Oh man.
So, I just made that up. If that's it, I'm gonna shit a brick, bro.
If that's it, that's the third thing that happened to Hoos. While he's talking about
definitely.
That, dude.
So SMRS is Specialized Mobile Radio Service.
See, Rob, you're way off on that.
Wow,
I don't way know off. What it actually means, though, on the grand scale of things. But I think it's kind of like a, I don't know, it says it's an advanced modular reactor are part of advanced nuclear technological sector with covers a range of new innovation under development. I don't know.
And that has to deal SMR. With appealing sounds on commercials? That sounds like nuclear projects we have going on in the desert of Arizona.
It does.
What
I don't know where
nuclear
technology sectors came from, but SMRs, it's a thing, I believe, unless I got my acronyms mixed up. And that's possible.
It's NASA. So look that. I think that's the next one we should try.
Oh man! All right, this has gone off the rails. Let's reel this son of a bitch back in. So again, with prop bets, man, check that stuff out. They're always fun, as you can see. You can get into some interesting conversation with prop bets, as you just witnessed. So, again, email bftgpodcast@gmail.com. $10 goes towards Tots.
Steve, real quick, you donate $10 to PayPal at that address, and they will send you the form via email to fill out. It's a Google form. You'll go through, submit your form after you've picked all your answers, and whoever wins that will get that Chargers helmet signed by Melvin Gordon. Sorry to talk across you.
But, no, that's cool. Make sure, because if I wasn't having it right, then let's get it right. Yeah.
And those guys are doing the most, I would say. I don't want to say the most. I don't want to discount anyone else. But for years now, BFTG Pod, this is one of the reasons. This is, I don't want to say one of the reasons. This is, for me, primarily the reason why we included these guys into our network and our podcast, and they're integral parts of what we do here at Sleeper Wire. I mean, charity related, that's all we do. We do this whole podcast. None of us get paid for this podcast. All of us donate our time to be able to feed a cause. And we have several causes. But one of them is Toys for Tots. Break from the Grind Pod has been doing this for a good amount of years and raised great, great funds. You may have seen what Scott Fishbowl, you know, say he's raised $44,000. I think that was just last year. A good part of that was from Break from the Grind Pod, and they're going to raise even more of that this year, and we're going to help them do it. So, yeah, please, you're going to have fun. Go ahead and donate $10. It's a great cause. You can win a Melvin Gordon jersey. Sorry, not a mini helmet. And, yeah, it's...
And you get to decide shit like, is Betty White going to be a Snickers commercial?
Yeah, there you go.
So let's get to the game, man. This is one that I'm really pumped up about. I mean, I'm going to put my homerism aside for a minute because, you know, I am a 49ers fan, but this is just going to be a really good game. You know, I'm a fan of Pat Mahomes and what's going on in Kansas City and the type of player that he is and the way he commands his team and so on and so forth. But, you know, you really need to look at the fact, too, that the Chiefs, you know, they haven't won a Super Bowl in a long time. And this was kind of going in a direction where we could have saw a rematch of Super Bowl I, actually, between Green Bay and Kansas City, but didn't go that way. But Andy Reid, man, this guy still has that monkey on his back. And he definitely has something to play for, too. So, you know, you're looking at this matchup here. You know, you had the 49ers have, you know, one of the best defenses in the game. And they've actually been a very solid offense, you know, contributed mostly by the running game. But that's not to discredit Jimmy Garoppolo. He has played when they needed him. But, Rob, man, I mean, what are some of your initial thoughts on this game?
I think the 49ers defense is going to be a lot for the Chiefs. I think the defensive line, including Nick Bosa and DeForest Buckner, I think those guys are going to be absolutely disruptive. And the front four, I mean, they really invested four first round picks in that defensive line, and it's starting to pay off. Going worst to first is one of the more impressive things you can do in this league. And, they're showing that they have done it through extremely oppressive defense. And I think it's going to be tough for Mahomes. He's going to be scrambling at all times, and he is going to have to be at the absolute pinnacle of his game to make play after play, because they are going to put him on the run.
Who's what say you, man?
Agreed. I mean, got to love the 49ers. I know most people do not love them to come out of this. But, I mean, I feel like they're the most complete team. I think the Titans had a chance to put them away. They just abandoned their game plan. Yeah, I mean, this is going to be exciting to see who actually sticks to what they want to do. I mean, Andy Reid's never been here. It's going to be interesting to see if he has so much up his sleeve, which I kind of believe he does at this point. I want to say he has a ton of stuff up his sleeve he's just not going to release at this point. I want to say there's plays. There's a lot of things that we're just not going to see until the Super Bowl. Niners, obviously, it's a lot easier, I think, for them to do. Just keep running the ball if the team permits. I mean, Kansas City is not the best defense for running the ball. When you have so many options, it doesn't make much sense for you to go away from what's been winning games for you. I mean, defense wins games, running the ball wins games, time of possession wins games. If they can control the time of possession, which I believe they will, they've got a very good shot. Now, I still think that Kansas City will win, but it's going to be a great game. It's going to be a really good game. I think it's going to be a swing of halves. We're going to have our first half, and then we're going to have our second half. It's going to be a complete swing. So, yeah, I can't wait for it. I mean, we're here in the middle of the week of it. Couple more days. It's exciting times, and I feel like we haven't had a Super Bowl that was this exciting for such a long time.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be really good. I mean, Andy Reid has been there before. Remember, he was there with the Eagles when T.O. gutted.
Donovan McNabb and T.O.
Yeah, T.O. gutted one out that game. Donovan McNabb is no Patrick Mahomes, so that's a different story. What really worries me about the situation, to be perfectly honest with you, so is San Francisco capable of running the ball? Absolutely they are. I mean, that zone running scheme that they run, you know, if Coleman's going to be out there, you're going to have him and Mostert. I don't know what capacity you're going to have Coleman, but even 80% of them, I'm good with that. You know, if you look at what, you know, somebody like Derrick Henry, for example, you know, the Titans, a team that's been running the ball a lot this year, what he's done against Kansas City, and that was with Chris Jones, who's the best run stuffer on the KC line. So, you know, teams have had success, like you said, but what worries me the most is that defenses that have been able to spread out this 49er defense have given them problems. Look at the games that Seattle's played. You know, look what the shootout that they got into with the Saints. If you look at both of the games against the Cardinals, you know, these offenses that have been able to, or even the Ravens, have been able to spread out this defense has had some success. So if they can actually do that and keep San Francisco off the field, because obviously, in my mind, I'm thinking obviously Shanahan's going to want to come out, control time of possession, keep Patrick Mahomes off the field, because he is a very smart player. He will take what the defense gives you. And, you know, to me, there's a number of guys that can be very impactful on both sides of the ball in this game, which we'll get into in a minute. But that's the biggest thing that concerns me, especially as a 49ers fan, is, you know, will Kansas City be able to do that? So we'll see. I mean, you got the 49ers. They're playing for what could be their sixth Super Bowl title. You know, they haven't won one since 95. So anyways, favorite impact players. I mean, we could talk about all these. I threw out a bunch of guys. You know, you have George Kittle, Debo Samuel, Raheem Mostert, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce. One guy that I'm really looking at, though, that's kind of a swing for the fence here is Mecole Hardman, because, you know, I think Robert Saleh is really going to have to double up on Hill. You know, he's really going to have to pay attention to him. He's going to have to pay attention to Kelce. You know, Damian Williams is probably going to be involved mostly in the passing game too, but Hardman's kind of a sleeper guy that I'm really worried about, especially the way that he can spread the field. What are some of the guys you're looking at here, Hoos?
I'm looking at DeMarcus Robinson. I think that he was involved. They wanted to include him. Sammy Watkins, obviously, is another guy that they're going to want to include. Mm-hmm. But those two guys, DeMarcus Robinson and Sammy Watkins, those are guys that no one is really thinking about to make an impact in this game. And DeMarcus Robinson, I think he certainly did in this playoffs, albeit small. But small plays goes a long way. I mean, if you look at all the Super Bowl runs, it's a string along of guys that have put it together. You know, you're not going to get it if you got these guys that don't really mean much. It's not going to be the bigger name guys all the time. You know, at this point, we know who's getting the ball. Tariq Hill's going to get the ball. Mostert's going to get the ball. Tevin Coleman, he's probably going to get the ball as well. You know what I'm saying? Breda may be an option as well. I think Breda could definitely be a factor. They haven't used him as much. They can find different ways to scheme him in. With this team, I feel like they're going to have to factor in all these different guys to, you know, make a difference. You can't just step into the Super Bowl and just say, okay, we're going to win it the way we've been winning it. The Niners have not won games that way. They have, I'm sorry, the Chiefs have not even won games that way. It's everyone's been inventive. Everyone's been kind of putting out things that, you know, it's not something you can just stamp on. And this is what these guys are going to do. This is why we have personnel. This is why the coaches matters. So I'm hoping Andy Reid, and I don't want to say hoping because, you know, I'm not rooting for any team. But obviously, I'd like to see Andy Reid win something. You know, we talked about
You know, I talked about he hasn't really been here. What I mean of him being here is like sniffing a championship. Sure, he's been in the bowl, but that game that he was in with Donovan McNabb, it didn't help him at all. I don't want to put it all on Donovan because, you know, like Donovan McNabb is a great quarterback, but
yeah, but the dude was out there throwing bounce passes, bro. It was bad.
Yeah, it was pretty. It was brutal, man. It was definitely brutal. I mean,
I watched that in Philadelphia. That hurt.
I'm sorry, Rob. I'm sorry.
So who are you looking at, Rob?
Who hurt you? Who hurt you?
Who's an impact player for you?
I tell you. So yeah, okay. Before we jump off the rails, there. I do really like Deebo Samuel. Is Emmanuel Sanders healthy right now?
Yeah,
he is.
Okay, so what I think the 49ers are going to do here is a little bit of trickery and, you know, not go with the norm. They're going to start with a little bit of play action. I think Emmanuel Sanders' veteran presence calms down Deebo Samuel, and Deebo has a big day. I think he's got a very good chance of being the MVP of this game or George Kittle. But I think you're going to see more out of the receiving core because the Chiefs know they have to stop that run game. They have to get them off the field. So that's something they've been working on for 2 weeks now. They absolutely 100% have looked at the way that the 49ers run their scheme, and they're going to try and stop Mostert before he can get outside and break free. Because once that dude hits the second level, he is gone. Just gone.
Yeah, him and Kittle are like – they're like the yak masters, man. Those guys – they just get – you get them the ball in space, and they're just going to get a lot of yards after the catch. And, you know, they do a lot of different things with Deebo, you know, as far as, like, misdirection screens, you know, jet sweeps, things like that. I mean, the guy's an alpha on the field. He's very good at what he does. So, yeah, I mean, I could definitely see him. But if you're looking at him as an impact player, who is the guy in this game, Rob, that you're looking at that would be what you consider an X factor?
Another rookie on that team, and that's Nick Bosa. I've meant to pull up the stats, but I was having so many problems with my internet that it just didn't freaking happen. So, he was absolutely stellar as a defensive player this year and put a lot of pressure on quarterbacks, but he did it at a level that you would expect a veteran who's been in the league for a long time to do. And his skill set translated instantly. The way that he gets into backs fields is impressive. He's fast. He's got a great power move, and he can push people around like a gorilla. The dude is just absolute behemoth, and I think he's going to be hot on the heels.
Did you even see him drop back in some coverage too? See him break out that screen pass?
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I want to say it was I think it was a drawn up screen to Dalvin, and he just dropped back and got in coverage and you know, defended the pass there. Who's, if you're looking at an X factor for this game, who's the one that sticks out to you the most?
As far as an X factor guy, I mean, I'm going to bring it back to a guy that's kind of forgotten about. It's got to be a Sammy Watkins or a
Sammy Watkins, really?
Or yeah, I mean, I don't want to say. I mean, I feel like he's able to catch a long bomb where they're going to try to get it the ball to him. Sammy Watkins is a special talent.
I can see a situation with that happening where Sammy Watkins has a ball thrown to him where he's behind the defensive backs, and it's all going to hinge on him. Does he catch it or does he drop
it? He just needs one.
Well, the issue is he's real good at letting that ball hit him right smack in the hands and him not holding
on. Well, what I'm wondering is going to happen, though, is if they're going to jam up Richard Sherman on him, because Richard Sherman, I mean, he's a press corner, you know, and that's going to be tough to do on Tyreek Hill, because Tyreek Hill – he's a good route runner. The guy gets – the way he releases and the speed that he has, whether it's short yardage or getting downfield, you know, I love Sherm. The guy's a beast, has been his entire career, but that's going to be a tough matchup for him. You know, I'm just wondering if they're going to end up jamming him up on Sammy Watkins in that whole situation there. So, I don't know. We'll see. But for me
– I mean, it's possible. You know, I mean, where are you going
to get you? So, I don't know. I'm looking at George Kittle, to be honest with you. I mean, this guy does it. He does it all. And he's the energy of that team, man. And where he's really key to is in the run game. You know, he's one of the biggest pieces to the run game outside. I mean, it's a good offensive line, but, you know, you look at Kyle Juszczyk back there too. Just the way between him and Juszczyk, those guys can seal the outside. You know, they can extend, you know, extend holes going out there. We're running backs, just they get good cutback lanes. You know, it's amazing what they do. And what George Kittle can also do in the pass game, because that's another thing that I'm kind of seeing here too, is that, you know, is Kansas City going to come in and really try to force the game to Jimmy Garoppolo? You know, are they going to stack the box to try and stuff the run? If they do that, George Kittle and even a guy like Deebo Samuel are just going to be an absolute nightmare for them. So Kittle, though, for a lot of reasons, whether it's receiving or being a part of getting the run game going, he's just huge. And I think if you take him out of that situation, that's really going to impact them big time. So that's kind of the guy that I'm looking at there. And, you know, I also think he could be the MVP of this game. I think he's a guy that could, you know, potentially get, you know, 6 to 8 receptions, you know, go for 100 yards and a touchdown, maybe two, but I'm going to go with a touchdown. I just, for whatever reason, man, I just don't see the greatest linebacker coverage in Kansas City. And I think between the run game and then you look at Deebo and you look at Emmanuel Sanders, I think that scheme alone can tie up that secondary and leave some opportunities open for George Kittle. So he's the guy that I'm really looking at as an MVP. I mean, who are you thinking, Rob?
I'm actually going to throw out two names because I have two game scripts that'll, you know, kind of spell out as I go. So right. I think it's either going to be Raheem Mostert because he absolutely shreds the Chiefs defense and is able to get to the second level consistently and puts up another, you know, just ridiculous stat line, another 150 yards in the first half with 3 touchdowns. Like, get out of here. That's gross. Or
Mostert.
Oh yeah, or they start up in the run game, and Deebo Samuel is the guy that's going to come out, and I think George Kittle is the guy that they know they have to take away, so he's going to warrant more attention than Deebo. I think Deebo is going to have the ability to, and they're going to scheme him open as well. That's one thing Shanahan's been really good about this year. It's like you said, with bubble screens, getting him a chance to get the ball in space and use his natural ability to basically be a running back after the catch, but he's also really progressing as an NFL wide receiver. I think his routes are starting to crispen up a little bit, and he's going to be ready to really, I mean, next year he's going to be amazing in fantasy football. But I think this year for the Super Bowl, it can all hinge on is this rookie ready to step up on the biggest stage there is in the game? And I think that's going to be the question a lot of people are going to have to answer. There's a lot of veterans in this game, and there's, you know, some key rookies playing pivotal roles. Deebo and Nick Bosa are both going to have to ask themselves if they're ready to step up on the biggest stage. And, you know, Nick Bosa, that family has been great. There is a lot of pressure for him to come in and play well. I think he's going to come in, and I think it fuels him. I don't know as much about Deebo Samuel's background. I don't know where he came from and how he got to where he is. So for me to talk about, you know, somebody who played at South Carolina, so it's a big school, but I don't think he ever played in a massive bowl game.
Well, Deebo's background.
So this will be the biggest
Deebo's
stage.
Background. That's good for a sleeper wire shorts episode, which actually I think I have him penned for. Yeah, so
coming out.
I'll fill you in on that one, Rob.
There we go.
Hey,
thank
you guys.
Steve.
Stay tuned on that one.
Big fact with the fact attack.
He might be a champion. He might be by the time Spack's got it coming out. He might be a guy that's just on your radar. Either way,
he is a beast.
I love me some Deebo Samuel.
He is.
I do. I really do.
But I
he's special.
I do not think that the MVP will be Patrick Mahomes. I do not see him throwing for more than 350 yards or more than 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, I don't see that. I can see him.
I agree with that.
I can see a ceiling at like 250 and 2. That's where I'm at with it.
Yeah, I would call that the low end of what I would expect, yeah.
I feel like Damian Williams is going to have to do well for in the running game, not just in the passing game. I feel like he's going to have to do well and maybe we'll see that from him. I think a lot of us, I say us, people that cover fantasy football in the regular season thought that he would be this guy. It didn't happen. Now, it'll be interesting to see if we see it during the Super Bowl. We saw a little bit during the playoff run, but we didn't really see him rush.
I don't think you're going to see it in this game, though. Like, if you look at the last two matchups, San Francisco.
No, it shouldn't be. It shouldn't.
I mean, they went up against Dalvin and Aaron Jones. See him doing. You know, I mean, I don't see Damian Williams get it done on the ground. What concerns me is Damian Williams giving them another element out of the backfield in the receiving game.
Right. So that's the thing. So that's what they're going to already expect. I mean, Damian Williams have not proved badly as far as being a guy that can rush the ball when they've given him the reins. I mean, I've been very, very high on Damian Williams. I know another guy in Sleeper Wire crew that has been, George from the Break from the Grind podcast. He's been a little bit higher on him than I have been. But yeah, we love that guy. We thought he was going to do well in the season. He's finally starting to get a shot. I don't know if this is Andy Reid just kind of like, hey, I was fooling with you guys the whole time. I'm unlocking my secret weapon. I don't know. I don't consider him a secret weapon. But who knows? I mean, the guy did have the opportunity. He didn't have a lot of run, you know, on the other teams that he was on. So it's not like he's going to all of a sudden get broken down. I feel like he's a guy that has a lot of opportunities in front of him where the team is, you know, looking for him to do well, obviously. But on a youth end, as far as like he's obviously and hadn't done anything in the regular season, but in the but this playoff part of everything, he's got a chance to break out.
So, I'm sure there was a lot of upset fantasy owners like, watching the way he's been performing at the end of the season through the playoffs.
No one's banking on him to do anything. But again, he knows that, and all these players. I mean, if you're a player, you have a chip on your shoulder. You know, like we talk about. You know, unfortunately, the passing of Kobe Bryant, that Mamba mentality, you know, that I believe that Damian Williams is one of those guys that was glossed over his whole career and, you know, from Miami to where he is now. And, you know, they put guys in front of him. I think he's able to do the job, and it'll be interesting to see if he's able to do it next season. But obviously, on a Super Bowl show, we want to see him do it now. I think he could be X Factor.
So are you saying Damian Williams would be your MVP?
I mean, I wouldn't.
I like you heard it here first, folks.
I would not.
You heard it here first. Oof. I love it.
Hot take, sir.
I love it.
Hot.
I would not.
That's about as hot as the queso we were talking about earlier, man.
I'm not banking on it, but I would not be surprised. I mean, given his track record so far of what he's been able to produce, I mean, he's been proving us all wrong. He has been.
He's finally given up.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing about the whole Kansas City team, though. I mean, there was a good window this year that, you know, they were hurt. And same with San Francisco, you know, especially on the defensive side. So, you know, these teams are getting healthy, too, at the right time, and they're just showing how dominant they are. You know, they both had a bad run with that. I mean, hell, Kansas City, all-pro quarterback, it's a dislocated knee or whatever it was. I think it was in like week 3 or week 4. So, yeah, they got healthy at the right time, and damn, did they look good. I mean, just Kansas City in the game against the Texans alone. You're down 24-0. That's what I love about Pat Mahomes, is the way this guy can rally his team and you know, really – that defense stepped up. He put the offense on his back, and they just got it done. And that's – they can spread that ball out. It scares me. I want my 49ers to win, which my score prediction is going to be San Francisco 30, Kansas City 24. So I'm really expecting this is going to be a good game and a lot of fun to watch. So, Rob, I mean, what's your score prediction for this one?
I see it being San Francisco 27, Ooh. Kansas City 17. I don't think that the Chiefs offense is going to be able to consistently generate the fireworks that it has. I think they're definitely going to get a couple breakaway scores. I don't think you can ever stifle Mahomes like entirely, but I think they do a fairly decent job at keeping him on the run. And I think the running game and the play action game of San Francisco paired with the defense just kind of runs the clock out on them as they slowly just choke them away. They kind of keep up a little bit throughout the game, and then fourth quarter towards the end, San Francisco puts a dagger in the heart.
Yeah, if they get in a situation like that, I hope, which I haven't really seen Shanahan do, is get conservative, because that's where Kansas City can get you to. Hoos, what are you thinking, man?
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking it's going to be a pretty close game. I'm going to say 28-25. It's going to be a possession game where – obviously, it's going to be some – you're going to have to score some two-point conversions in order to make this work. Some field goals are going to have to be decided, meaning you're going to have to take the ball away from your quarterback, which is hard to do in either one of these situations. Obviously, probably a little bit easier for Shanahan.
So who are you picking to win then?
But, yeah, I think it's
– oh, man.
I think KC's going to take it. I mean,
it's
not
possible.
For nothing. I'm around all of this KC energy right now. It's different. 50 years. Yeah, I'm a little tainted. 50 years of energy. This is. I don't know. This is special.
Something just feels like it's written for them. Yeah, that's what I hate.
It does.
They are a special kind of team. Yeah, you got the Andy Reid storyline. You got one of the best young quarterbacks and probably will end up being one of the best quarterbacks to play the game. So I can definitely see a world where the Chiefs are out up front early and they keep going and the 49ers struggle to keep up. I mean, they could be the ones outstripping it, but the way I'd like to see it come out, nothing against
Andy Reid. I hate it, man. Like, I want my Niners to win, but I can just – that's what I was saying earlier. Like, Kansas City has something to play for. You know, Andy Reid has that monkey on his back, and he has a far better quarterback, far smarter quarterback, and a more tool. Yeah, better team, more tools on the offense and all that. It's just, I don't know. It really worries me, man.
I just feel like they have way more tricks up their sleeves. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I just feel like they have an array of options that it's going to be tough. It's going to be really tough for this team to, you know, San Fran to be able to beat them. And I love their defense. I love Richard Sherman. I think he's going to be making one of those faces. Unfortunately, I don't want him to, but I feel like he's going to be making one of those faces where we're going to be, you know, like one of those. I mean, we saw when Beast Mode should have got the ball on the 1 yard line in the face of Richard Sherman. I think he's going to have one of those faces where it's going to be 25-28. It's going to be close. And it's going to be, you know, I feel like it's going to be a close game, but at the same time, I don't know. It's.
So, I want to know how the 49ers get to 25. Tell me what the scoring projection is for them to get there, how you arrived at this conclusion, and how much money you're putting on that. Because I think if you put, like, $5 on that to be the final score, you would probably win a million if it hit, bro. The odds on that
That 5 could be a square number, too, and hit big for him, right? It'd be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Good Lord.
You never know. I mean, I don't like to be conventional. I try to be unconventional with everything I do. I mean, you guys know my favorite player is Chris Thompson, the guy that was once a top 10 running back while he was healthy for a year. But yeah, I mean, I believe in the outcomes of guys just putting it together and coaches putting things together, defenses putting things together for outcomes to change. I'm going to throw out an arbitrary number, like 25-28, because the fact of the matter, I believe 28 points, I think AC could put that up there more.
Oh, yeah.
You know, San Fran, you know, it's going to be a lot of kicking. I think they have a great kicker. I don't know how much touchdowns will be scored given Jimmy Garoppolo's, as cool as a fan as he is, Gucci is. I say Gucci. I feel like when I talk about, when I say Gucci, people don't know what I'm saying.
I think it was the very first show that I was on with Sleeperwire. You were on that show too. You called him Gucci, and I had no freaking clue what you were talking about, dude. Not a clue. I was like, you were like Gucci. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Gucci? Or Gucci, what?
Dude, I was on a whole show. I was on a whole show with Justin Boone I was on a whole show with Justin Boone on his show, not even our show. I was on his show on The Score, and I was saying Gucci the whole time. Gucci, 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 Gucci. He's like, who the heck is Gucci? I'm like, what? How do you not know who Gucci is? Gucci Garoppolo, like, there's polls up that says what should be his name.
Yeah, Gucci, I got one of them. Man, I don't know. I never heard of it.
I don't know, man.
You were the first person I ever heard him call Gucci Garoppolo.
Apparently, I'm too cool for school to be calling a guy Gucci. Like, guy's been called Gucci for a while now. Like, I don't understand how no one knows that Gucci Garoppolo is Garoppolo. Like,
I just like making Hoosh feel weird when I'm on a podcast with him.
I'm a weird guy. No one needs to actually make me feel weird. I'm just weird.
Well, even if it's something that like I did every day, I'd still be like, no, I don't do that. That's gross. What the fuck are you talking about? Get out of here.
Make weirdo. Me feel weird, yeah.
Rob would double dip.
Yeah, man. You always,
Rob would double dip just to make you feel weird.
Yeah.
Make you feel uncomfortable.
And make eye contact.
Guy, yeah. But anyways, all right, man.
I commentate people dipping.
Before we close this thing out, though, like just a second ago, you brought up the Mamba mentality, and obviously, big tragedy in Los Angeles. You know, hearts out to all the families involved, and, you know, not just the Bryant family. You know, there are a couple other families involved, so you know, hearts out to them. You know, cherish the moments that you had with your family, everybody, because that's just a prime example of how things can change and make a turn for the worse when you least expect it. So, you know, just think about all that as you're going into this weekend and enjoying the festivities of the Super Bowl. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being on, guys. Go on Twitter, follow Sleeperwire Show at Sleeperwire Show. Also check out Dynasty Wire, the BFTG Pod, the Fantasy Fam. You know, these guys, you know, different times of the year, all putting out content with Sleeperwire, and it's a lot of good stuff. You know, regardless of, you know, whether you're in redraft or whether you're in dynasty, it's all valuable information. Check it out. I mean, Sleeperwire does a lot of good things and for good causes, as we talked about earlier. So, you know, tune in all season long for that amazing content and you know, be aware of different things that are going on. You know, we will be promoting things along the year as well. So, you know, again, you can follow Hoos at Sleeperwire Hoos, is that right? Yeah, Sleeperwire Hoos. And then Rob Rose at Esorbor 1, and then myself at SPAC21. So go enjoy the weekend, enjoy the Super Bowl, eat a bunch of food, win some squares, get crazy with prop bets, do whatever it is that you do, live on your traditions, enjoy it, go 49ers. So until next time, y'all be easy.